که با گوپ دیگو بکدیشی برو ما کلوم دیگ بیون شبسیم نام آگا کسابو دکدیشی ریازو ای کساب آزوز بیشه سالی کلیس دیگو کشی اکیدش ویهیو کام ویهیو کام وی دوبل اگا گوپ دیگو بی کدوشی وی دو کلهی خدوی کاسف شم لکر میلا مگا گوپ بلو آسو ای دیو کام بین بیک بیون دیگ ساس کاسف بین بیو چوه دین اون گوب دوشه که برشه و عدیل رئیس دیر رئیس و تیره به خیلی خلیط به بی کل امری ها به حسمان و عبیوزی alright, we'll leave it here, I don't want, I mean, as a matter of fact, he doesn't add anything new, I mean, but you should go over it, the whole thing, he doesn't add, here, he doesn't add, in the rest, he mentions here,
Shir Lama Gibbon Sukkah, Chavdal Kislev Hetov Shem Memalav, December 2nd, 1980, on Tuesday.
I'm not going over the Ramban inside anymore, I just want to discuss the Shit of the Ramban, the Shit of the Ramban, and then the Shit of the Ramban is a very complicated time in the Shit of the Ramban. And then Thursday night, so the Chanukah vacation beginning, and then the returning back of the swimming shul and join the Sunday, I mean 10 days later, the Sunday. So it's Sunday Pasha Vaychit in the morning. Sunday Pasha Vaychit. Now, after the Chanukah vacation, there will be a written chinuch and all the Gemara of Sukkot up to the point where we have covered by next year. By next year. I would like to cover by next year up to the Mishnah, I mean, including the Mishnah of Piris Olev Sodim Pneacham. I don't know if I'm able to, but I would like to. Anyway, now, the difficulty in the year of Asmonei Milsei is because of the stira in between the Gemara in Sanhedrin and the Gemara in Melachos. The Gemara Melachos says, now there is a machlekes between Rabbi Shmuel, as whether tzitzin she'osa minasisi, tzitzis she'osa minasisi, whether it's kshero or psu. So Shmuel says that osa minasisi is psuo because the tree has to be lishmo, and minasisi means that the threads, he just uses threads that were not spun, lishem mitzvah tzitzis. So it's Tzulo, and Rav says it's Kshev. Now, the Gemara says, in Noches, that conveys that the Machlekes between Rav and Shmuel is stolen the Machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tanekame and Shimon Gamliel. That means that the Machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel, the Machlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel, as to whether the Yibud Oeir was Shaloi Mishmo. So Tanekame says that it's Kshev, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says no, it's possible. So the Gemara says, Rav who says that it's Asisi, it is Kshev. So he agrees with Tanekame, and Shmuel says that being on Tfilah Lishmo, so he agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel. So in other words, there is an equation from that Gemara in Menachos, it appears, there is an equation between Rav's memory that by Tzitzes Nasisim is Kshero and Tanekame's memory that Ibu Do'ei Yashaloi Mishmo is Kshero. And there is an equation between Shmuel's memory that Tzitzes Nasisim is Kshero, the three is the Mishmo, and Rav Shimon Gamliel's memory that Ibu Do'ei Yashaloi Mishmo, so it's possible. Now, so then there is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Yadachim Zayim, in Ches, where there is a Machlekes in Sanhedrin between Abai and Rove, as to whether Hasmone is Milse or Hasmone is Lav Milse. Hasmone is Lav Milse. So Abai says Hasmone is Milse, and he learns it out from Eglahufe, Shom Shom Eglahufe. Rove says Hasmone is Lav Milse, and he learns it out from Zwar misham she avrizore, so mistashmi she avrizore, and theories mishtami she avrizore, it doesn't become osea, if somebody will then set aside a certain tool for avrizore, so it doesn't become osea only when it's mamish mishtami she avrizore. So Abaye says, as one of you say, we learn out from the Barufe, Rabbi says, as one of you say, we learn out from Tashmi she avrizore, and the Gemara asks, why doesn't Rabbi learn out from the Barufe? Why doesn't Rabbi learn out from the Barufe? So the Gemara says, Rabbi doesn't learn out from the Barufe because Barufe is good for Isa. Masha'im kinir it beget l'nes, that's only Tashmi she Isa. So because of that, the Arbi Shemim will say that where it's good, Kedushe, so then, if Rabbi is with us, there is no sin. But Teisves explains it in Sanhedrin differently. The Gemara's Kashen. The Gemara's Kashen is not why doesn't Rabbi learn out from the Glarufe that Asmoni is Milse, but why doesn't Rabbi learn out from the Glarufe that Asmoni is Lav Milse? So according to Teisves, there is no distinction between Gub Dushe and Tashmishi Dushe. But according to other Shemim, there is a distinction. Now, then the Gemara says, Kitanoi, so the Gemara asks a certain question. But against Abaye. Abaye says, as one meets it, and still the Braise says that if somebody told the Sefer to make a tick, a purse, for tefillin, so then he can change his mind and use the purse for money. He doesn't have to use the bag or the purse for tefillin. So it's a riot, as one of our will say. So then the Gemara says, Kitanoi. Which Tanoi? The Braise that mentions the machleke between Talekam and Rabshim Gamliel. If the Yibud, Hoei, Rishaloi, Mishmo, whether it's kosher or not. So Rashi explains it, Tanoi, that in other words, Talekam who says that the Yibud of tefillin does not have to be Mishmo, he holds that Hasmone is not. Does not have such great significance. Love will see. So Mele, the Ibud of Tfilin does not have to be Lishmo. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds that Asmone is Milse. So it has great significance. So Mele, the Ibud of Tfilin has to be Lishmo. And then the Gemara says that the Aloha is like Robin. That the Aloha is like Robin. That Hasmone love Milse. Now, according to Rashi's Pshat, so Tanakami is the one who says, Hasmone Lav Milse. And Rav Shimon Gamliel is the one who says, Hasmone Milse. Since the Gemara says that Alohi is like Obe, that Hasmone Lav Milse, so that means that we have to pass through like Tanakami. We have to pass through like Tanakami. So then Teisa says the Kashe, from the Gemara in Gittin, where someone said, Gvilin, Shosevatobo, when you buy it in Mishmon, so the Gemara only discusses whether the Sefer has mnemonics or he doesn't have mnemonics. The implication being that if it is true that the Gvilin were not moving Mishmon, then the Sevatobo is possible. Still is possible. But here, according to Rashi, so the Tanakame is the one who holds Hasmon Elav Nilsen. And Tanakame says that the Ibud of the Eir of Tfilin does not have to be Mishmon. Does not have to be Lishmo. And he is the one who holds as we love will say. And we pass like that. So that means we have to pass like Tanikame. So why is the grilling of the Svato? Why do we have to be Lishmo? So Teisves mentions, that Kashi is Sanhedrin in Noches, in Gittin. And Teisves gives the carrots in the name of Rabinatam. Rabinatam explains the Gemara Tanoi in Sanhedrin just the reverse of Rashi's explanation. Right, when the Gemara asks the Kashi against Abaye, how can Abaye say, Hasmone Milsei? If Hasmone Milsei, so if a person set aside a certain bag or a certain purse to keep the tefillin in it, even though he didn't use it for the tefillin, he's not allowed to change his mind and to use it as a purse for money. And the Braise says, the Toma will say fair, a sailing out to show tefillin. So I'm saying with Kishel Tfilin, so then he's allowed to change his mind. So the Gemara says Tanoi. In other words, Bachlekes between Tanekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Tanekame holds that Hasmone Lav Milsei, that's why Ibud does not require Lishmo, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Hasmone Milsei, that's why Ibud the Eir of Tfilin has to be Lishmo. But but we pasten like Rabbi. So according to Rashi, we have to pasten like Tanakame. The Tivut does not have the Mishmo. But there the Gemara in the Gittin says that the Gvilas of a Torah is not Avet Mishmo. So it's possible. So Avetam says just the reverse. Tanoi, in other words, Tanakame, who says that the Tivut day of Tivut does not have the Mishmo, he holds Hasmon and Milse. If Hasmon and Milse, so it's not necessary that he should be Avet the Eir Mishmo. After the Tivut of the Eir, even though it was Shaloi Lishmo, he can have in mind Lishmo and be masminet at the time when he's chiteir the Eir into smaller pieces, into smaller strips. So the Mele, so Tanekame holds that Azmone, so the Tanekame holds Azmone Milse, Amletam says. And that's the Rachshat also. Hasmone Milse. So if Hasmone is Milse, so it's not necessary that Dafke Yibut should be Lishmo. So it could be dedicated as a Hefze of Tfilin by another Hasmone. It doesn't have to be Dafke Yibut Lishmo. So by the Chitu Choeia, so Lishmo, it will also be dedicated as a Hefze of Tfilin. So Tanikami holds Hasmone. So Tanakame holds that Hasmon and Milse. So the Mele, so it can be dedicated as a Hefzor Tfilin later on too, after the Yibut, even though the Yibut was Shaloi Lishmo, by making the Chituch or the Siyatut Lishem Tfilin. Masha'in Kerashim Gamliel, he holds Hasmon and Lav Milse. So just making, so Hasmon and Gredi is not enough, but only if it is, the Yibut has to be Lishmo. The Yibut has to be Lishmo. So this is how, this is, so the Mele, that means that Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Hasmone Lav Milse. Rav Shimon Gamliel holds Hasmone Lav Milse. So the Gemara in Gittin says that if the Yibut, well, the Gvil was Shaloi Lishmo, so it's not good, because since the Hasmone is Lav Milse, so it couldn't be dedicated as a Hefze of Tfilin or as a Hefze of Sefer Torah when he makes the Chituch Ho'eir or when he makes the Siyotu Lishmo. So only Bishas Yibut it has to be Lishmo. Alright, this is what happens. Now, then, the Balamoya asks the Kashe that, first of all, he mentions the Shittas Hageini, that the Shittas Hageini means that the Kashe means now the morning suke is from Shmuel, and they are hearings. Alma de binum tvi lishmo. So really, it's a riot. The daloch is like Shmuel. And the Gemara in Menaches Daf Nun Vei says that the machleket between Rav and Shmuel is totally the machleket between Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. That means Rav says also Menasisim is Ksheiro agrees with Tanakame that Yibut Shalom Shmo is a right Yibut of Tfilin. And Shmuel says also Nasisim Psuah because the Tfilah has to be Lishmo. He agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel that the Yibut of the Eir of Tfilin has to be Lishmo. And since that means that Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel that the Yibut of the Eir of Tfilin has to be Lishmo. That's why the Tfilah has to be Lishmo. And so the Aloha is like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Kashi is, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Kitanoi, and according to Rashi's Pshat, so the Tanakami is the one who says, Hasmone Lav Milse, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, the holds, that Hasmone Milse, and so we cannot pass like Rav Shimon Gamliel because we pass like Hove, so Habitam. So the Balamoyas mentions the Pshat of Habitam and Rach, Mimele. There is no stira. In other words, so the Balamoyer accepts the Pshat of Avetam, that when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tanoi, so then the Gemara means that Tanekame, who says that the Yibut of Eir of Tfilin does not have to be Lishmo, he holds that Hasmone, that Asmone is Milse, so if Asmone is Milse, so you can make the Asmone later on, after you would also, if you can make the Asmone the time of the Chitochoevi or the time of the Seotut, the time of the Seotut, but Hashim Gamliel holds Asmone love Milse, so Asmone greater is not enough. So in order to be Kiveya, as a heavy of three, so the Yibut has to be Lishmo. So the Yibut has to be Lishmo. And Mimele we pass in like. So Mimele we pass like Hashim Gamliel. We pass like Hashim Gamliel. And that's why the Gemara in Gittin says that if the Yibut of the Gvirin was Shalom Lishmo, so it is. So the Yibut of the Gvirin was Shalom Lishmo, so it's possible. Alright. Then the Balamoya mentions also the distinction שכל המחלקס הלא בוינם גואל עם תשמישי מצווה ותשמישי קדושו כי נהיר את בגד למס וציציס מנסיסי ורצוי יש תפילים אבל בקסיב העצבו של תפילים של תפילים וכל העול מבינו לשמו שאיגו בקדושה ואולקם מנדיפולית בו ואוהבינו מדבירו של צוותיך וכואב של תפילים דוקסוס נשאו מזוזה תיכול תעדון הקסיבה כקסיבה דומה ואינו דומה בהם אחות לפרק הרזוקים הוא דומה הסיבתיה שבסעפו לפני מדבירו שבוי ויבדתו לשמון והוא דומה רסקור השבילו כסעפו לשמון כל אלה רקם מנדיפולית עליי שמוס שלו לשמון פסולים לפי שמצם הקדושה So he says that the machleke between Abai and Rovi is only in regard to Tashmishi Gdushe. But in regard to good Gdushe, then everybody agrees that Hasmone is Milse. So mainly the machleke between Tanakama Shigamriel is only in respect to the Mitzvahs of Tfilah. But in respect to the Klal of Tfilah, or the Gvul of Sevator, everybody agrees that Hasmone is Milse. So the Chiddush Aram Sanhedrin raises the question against the Balamoyer, that the Balamoyer is censoring himself. Bishleim, if the Balamoyer had explained the Gemara in Sanhedrin of Kitanoyeh, like Rashi, so then he could give this teretz and the stira between the Gemara in Gittin and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. But the Balamoyer accepts the Shita of Rabbi Netam. So when the Gemara Sanhedrin says, Kitanoyehi is just reversed. Kitanoyehi is the Tanekame who says that the input of the air does not have to be Lishmo. So he holds Hasmone Milse. So if Hasmone is Milse, so then it does not have to be Dafke the Yibut Lishmo. So the Chitochei written with the Yibut of the air was Shaloi Lishmo. But after the Yibut, so he's right today, or he makes the seal to Lishmo. So it's also mitzvah as a chetze of Tfilin or as a chetze of Sevator. So how does he explain the Gemara in Gittin that way? There, he says the reason is why the Gemara in Gittin says that if the Gvil won't ever chalo Lishmo, so it's possible because it's good Gdushe. So if you do Gdushe, so then Asmone will say that would be all right if the Balamoya agreed with Rashi Shite that if Asmone is Milse. If Asmone is Milse, then that the Yibut has to be Lishmo. But Balamoya agrees with Rabbi Netam, so if Asmone is Milse, so it's all right if the Yibut is not Lishmo, because after the Yibut Shaloi Lishmo, subsequent to the Yibut Shaloi Lishmo, if he is Chetel Deir or is Misaltet Lishmo, so it's also Mikvah as a Heftz of Tfilah, Heftz of Tzvatah. So we explain it, in other words, we explain it by saying that there is a difference between the Hasmone Milse by good Gdushe, even according to Rove, and the Hasmone Milse according to Abaye by Tashmish Gdushe. Because by Hasmone Milse, by Tashmish Gdushe, according to Abaye, so any Hasmone, at any stage, so is Milse. Mashein Kei, if we say like Rove, that Hasmone love Milse, And why doesn't Rabbi learn out has money is milsay from Ebla Hufe? Because Ebla Hufe is Gufisa. Mashaikin is regular mirrors is Tashmishisa. Tashmishisa. So how is it that Abaye does learn out? So Abaye holds that it doesn't have to be mamish analogous to the case of Ebla Hufe. But Obe, who says, as one of Rav will say, and he doesn't draw an analogy between Erech Beged Lemeis and the Glarufe. Why? Because the two cases are not completely analogous. So according to Obe, we can only learn out from the Glarufe if it's a case that is mamish analogous. That is mamish analogous to the Glarufe. So in what way does the Glarufe differ from Erech Beged Lemeis? In what way? So, because by Egla Hufe, so it's Gufisa. Mashaikin il Begulmeis is Tashmishisa. So the male seems according to Rove, we only learn out from Egla Hufe if it is mamish analogous to Egla Hufe. So two things are true. First of all, that we cannot learn out Tashmishidushe, only Gufdushe. Gufdushe, and even in respect to Gufdushe, so we can only learn out that Hasmone is Milsei, the Hasmone is the type of Hasmone that is completely analogous to the Yeride, to the Yeride of the Eglo in the Nachleison. So the Yeride of the Eglo in the Nachleison is not just a preparatory stage in the of the Egla Gufo. This is the Yeride in Nachleison is the thing that makes it completely adapted for the Yisra of Ebla Hufe. So Memele, not any Hasmone is Milse, but only the Hasmone that is coupled, that is simultaneous with the final adaptation of the Hefze, of the object, so that it becomes completely adapted for the Yisra or for the Gushe. So that's only Ibud, not Chitukhoeya, not Siyatut. So it's true that the Balamoyer agrees with the Shita of Rabnetam, that when the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Kitanoye, so it means just the reverse of what Rashi says, that the Tanekame who says that Ibu does not have to be Lishmo because he holds Hasmone Milse even by Tashmishik Dushi. So we learn out, now it's like a body, so we learn out from the Egla Hufe even though it's not completely analogous to the case of Egla Hufe. If it doesn't have to be completely analogous to the case of Egla Hufe, so true by Egla Hufe, the Hasmone consists of the Hasmone that is simultaneous with the final adaptation of the Hefze of the Egle, so that it's completely adapted for the Yisr of Egla Hufe. So even though Erech Beged Lemeis is not analogous, still Abaye learns out. So it doesn't have to be completely analogous. So any Hasmone, even Hasmone Moetes, is Milse according to Abaye. Masha'in according to Rove, who doesn't learn out Tashmishik Dushe. Why? Because Tashmishik Dushe is not completely analogous to Egla Hufe. So he only learns out Gub Dushe, because Gub Dushe is completely analogous to Egla Hufe. So in the kind of Hasmone, there is also a difference. Not Hasmone Moetes, but only Hasmone Merube. Hasmone that is simultaneous, that is coupled with the final adaptation of the Hefze, so that it becomes completely adapted for the Gdushe. That's like Kibbut. So that is Dumye, the readers. So Memele, this is what Ramoya says. Ramoya says that the reason is why the Morin Giti says that if the Gvilim were not Nebed, if the Gvilim were not Nebed Lishmo, so if the Gvilim were not Nebed Lishmo, so it's possible because the Gvilim that's good Kedushe, and by good Kedushe, so you've always made it that has money is Milse. But so Memele, that's why the Yibut has to be Lishmo. But the Kasha of the Rav Chedusha Aran is Sanhedrin is. But according to Balamoyer's Pshat, so if we say Hasmone Milse, then it doesn't have to be Dafked Hasmone of Yibut. It can be any Hasmone, even Hasmone Moetes. That's only true. Alib Dabaye, who learns out Tashmishik Dushe, from a barucha that is good himself. But according to Rabbi, who doesn't learn out Tashmishik Dushe from a barucha? Why? Because Tashmishik Dushe is not completely analogous to barucha. So Mimele, even Ligabe good Dushe, he can only learn out the Azmona Chshuvo and Azmona Merubo, Azmona that is coupled with the final processing, the final stage in the processing and in the adaptation of the Hefze, so that it becomes completely adapted to the Dushe. What is the final processing, the final stage in the adaptation of the area, so that it becomes completely adapted for the Dushe? That's not the Chituch area, that's the Ibut. So only the Ibut has the Mishma. This is how we explain the Shite of the Bambi. Now, then we also pointed out that the Ramoya Shite is, that the machlokes between Parikam and Rabbi Gamliel, whether Ibud or Eir has to be Lishmo or not, it only applies to the Ibud of the Ritzus, but not to the Ibud of the Kofi. How is it? What's the Ramoya Shite in respect to the Ibud of the Bati? Ramoya doesn't say. Rabbi Chaim, surprisingly, so he assumes that according to Ramoya, Only the ibut of the klafim is good kedusha, but the ibut of the mitzuyas is tashmishik kedusha, and the ibut of the batim is also tashmishik kedusha. This is how the Chaim assumes. But from the lashon of the Malamoyer, it's not mashma. He doesn't spell out what ibut of eir, whether ibut eir of batim is tashmishik kedusha or good kedusha. That he doesn't spell out. He spells out that the Ritzuyas is Tashmishik Dushe, and he also spells out that the Gvilin and the Klap of the Parshias, that's Gub Dushe. How about the Ibut of the Batim? He doesn't say a thing. Reb Chaim assumes that according to Balamoyer, the Ibut of the Batim, so is the same as the Ibut of the Ritzuyas. But Balamoyer doesn't say anything about it. I think that according to Balamoyer, in order to answer the kasha of the Muhammadis asked the Balamoyer, but his shishah feeling is aloha v'shem Sinai, so the Balamoyer shite is that only Ritzues is tashmishik dushe, but batim is good dushe. Why? Because shishah feeling is aloha v'shem Sinai. Now, the Ramban has the kasha, but he did Ritzues, so the Dalet, the Kesha Dalet in the Triun Shal Rosh and the Kesha Yud in the Triun Shal Yad is all halacha Mishum Sinai. So I mentioned what Ravon says in the Rambam, that from the Rambam it's mashma, that only the Shin of the Bati has a Chalei Shemos, Chalei Shem Ksav. But the Dalet and the Yud do not have a Chalei Shemos. The halacha Mishum Sinai is only that the Kesha has to be made in that shape. But it doesn't have a Chalei Shemos. So the Mele seems, so there is a distinction between the Shin of the Bati, because the Shin of the Bati, so the Alok HaMishim Sinai implies that it has a Chalei Shemos, and the Dalet and the Yud of the Ritzuyas, the Tfil Shal Rosh and the Tfil Shal Yad, so it's only a Aloche that the Kesher has to be in a certain shape. So the Kesher of the Tfil Shal Rosh has to be made in the shape of the Dalet and the Kesher in the Tfilon, the Ritzues of the Tfilon Shal Yad has to be made in the shape of a Yud. But it's only Haloche. The Haloche is only descriptive of the Tzure of the Kesher, not that it has a Chalei Shemos. Now, then we saw in the Balamoyer that the Balamoyer, on one hand, the Birak Roy Simon Beis, he says that the Balamoyer Shiti is that the Ritzuya also has the good Kedusha. And on the other hand, the Balamoyer, so everybody raises the question against the Kasha, against the Birako, but Balamoyer himself says that Ritzuya is Tashmishik Kedusha. So we say that according as Rabchaim raises the question against the Balamoyer, how does Balamoyer say that Ritzuya is only Tashmishik Kedusha? But it could be Tashmishik Kedusha from the point of view of Kedushas Ksav, because so only the Parshias have Kedushas Ksav. But from the point of view of Kedushas Tfil, which consists of the integration of Parshias and Batim and Ritzuyas, So it's one kedusha. One could not be mikayim the mitzvah of tefillin without mitzvahs. Just as one couldn't be mikayim the mitzvah of tefillin without batim and without parshas. So in other words, in order to have a hefter of tefillin to be mikayim the mitzvah of tefillin, you have to have a combination of the parshas, the batim, and the mitzvahs. So mainly from the point of view of kedushas tefillin per se, so then it is kedushas atzmis is good kedusha. So we said that it's true that according to Balaam from the point of view of kedushas tefillin, which consists of the combination of parshas and batim and mitzvahs, so it has good kedusha. It has kedushas atzmis. It has good kedusha. But there is one difference between the klaf and the batim on one hand and the mitzvahs on the other. The klaf and the batim, so the moment they are misabit, they become affected with kudusha. The batim also because of the sheep. So and the klaf, even the klaf becomes affected with kudusha even before the ACS, the parashas are written on them. Because it's innate. We saw from the Gemara in Shabbos, I mean, and we answered the Rabban's kasha against Balaam Oya. Why? Because it's aiming to become imminently combined with ACS. Once you write the ACS on the cloth, on the grilling, so then there is an imminent union between the ACS and the cloth and the grilling. So melee, the cloth, since the halizdin of the cloth is that it should become imminently combined with the ACS, since the halizdin of the gvilin is that it should become imminently combined with ACS, since the halizdin of the A of the batim is that it should become imminently combined with the shin that is to be nikmet under rabatim, so mainly the moment the A is never the air of the batim, the air of the grilling, the air of the klav, so it becomes immediately affected with gub dushi. Mashenki ritzues, true, once the ritzues is attached, the ritzues become attached to the tefillin, to the batim, the shorosh shoyav, then there is a kedushas tefillin attaching to the whole tefillin, which consists of the three elements, the parshas and the batim and the ritzues. But until it is attached, it does not become effective. That's the difference. So in other words, the machleket between Abaye and Rove is whether Azmoni is nilse by Tashmishi Gdushe, and we are talking about the ibut of the ritzues before they are attached to the tefillin. So then Rove says, Azmoni Lav nilse, because until they are attached to the tefillin, they do not become effective with Dushe. Mashenkin, Rabatim, and the cloud, even before the ACS are written on them, and even before the Shin is constituted, is affected through the Kmita Serenia, it becomes already affected. The Rabatim becomes already affected with Gub Dushe. That's the Shita of the Rabatim. Then, the Shita of the Bahamids, now the Bahamids, the Bahamoya, asks a very strong kashe as to the apparent spirit between the Gemara in Menoches and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Gemara in Menoches says that the machlik is between Rav and Shmuel, whether also Menasisim is Ksheir or not, is following the machlik between Tanakamet and Shin Gamliel. So that means that Rav says that also Nasisim is Ksheirot, even though the fear of the Chutim, of the Tzitzis, was not Lishmo. So he agrees with Tanakam. And Shmuel, who says also Nasisim Ipsuloik, agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel. Agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel. So then the question arises, so, and from the Gemara in Sukkah, the Ramban is made to Balaam Oya. In other words, to the Shite of Shimon again, not Rasha Shite here. That the Kasha of the Gemara is from Shmuel. Alme. So we are giving this out. So that means that Daloch is like Shmuel. Daloch is like Shmuel. And if Daloch is like Shmuel, and the Gemara in Menoches Daphnevein says that Kitanoye, so Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel. And if Shmuel agrees with Rav Shimon Gamliel, so that means that Daloch has to be like Hashem Gamliel. But then the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Kitanoi, and according to Rashi's Pshat, in Kitanoi. So the Tanakhama says that the evil day of Tfilin does not have to be Lishmo. He agrees with the Shite that Hazmone is Lav Milse. So in Mele it's not so significant, it's not so important, the evil. That's why it doesn't have to be Lishmo. So in Mele, and the Tanakhama is like Chav, so the Halacha should be like Chav. But here from the Gemara in Sukkah, and from the Gemara in Menoches, it appears that Halacha is like Shmuel. That Halacha is Shmuel. So the Balchami says that Enoch and Ami, that seems that Halacha is like Tanakami. Tanakami. The Halacha is like Tanakami. So that means that the Ibud of the Eir of Tfilin does not have to be Lishmo. And but Halacha is also like Shmuel. But then the Gemara in Menoches Daven Bei says, Kitanoye, that Shmuel accords with Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav accords with Tanakame, so how can we pass like Tanakame? So he says, when the Gemara in Menoches says, Daven Bei, that Kitanoye, that Rav agrees with Tanakame, and Shmuel agrees with Shimon Gamliel, that Shmuel could not accord with Tanakame, so that Gemara accords with the Havanin of Gemara in Sukkah. When the Havamin of Gemara in Sukkah was that there is no special halacha by tzitzis. It's a general gzeras hakosu. So then the Gemara said, Kitanoi, Mashenkin according to Maskone of the Gemara in Sukkah, that Shmuel's din is not a general gzeras hakosu. It's only expressive. Rishim Chavosov is expressive only of a specific requirement regarding tzitzes. It's not a general requirement. So maybe we can say that Shmuel can also agree with Tanakame. True, that Shmuel says that also min atzisim is psuo, because the tviya has to be lishmo. So how is it? How can he agree with Tanakame that the ibud of the Eir of Tfilin does not have to be lishmo? Because it's a special gzeras hakosu. Only Gavititzes, he doesn't apply, it doesn't have general significance. So Mele, so the Zosakosuf is mentioned in connection with Tzitzes, but it's not mentioned in connection with Tfilin. So that's why Shmuel can agree with Tanakame, Mele, we don't have Rav Malach Karabi. So even though we pass like Shmuel, so by Tzitzes the Tfilin has to be Lishmo. But that's only Zosakosuf Gavititzes, it's not a general principle, it's not expressive of a general principle. That in every place it has to be Lishmo. So by Tfilin there is no Gzeres HaKosuf of Tfilin Tazaloch. So Memele, the Ibu does not have to be Lishmo. The Ibu Lishmo. And when the Gemara says in Noches, Tachman Veis, that's only a limit. How many of the Gemara in Sukkah? Not a limit of Askone of the Gemara in Sukkah. That Tfilin Tazaloch is expressive only of a specific Gzeres HaKosuf that applies only to Jesus. And then, in respect to the Kashi, the stira between the Gemara in Kitten and the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So the Ramban says, the Gemara in Kitten has reference to Sivator. So Sivator, there is a special Gzeres HaKosuf that it has to be with Shmuel. Just as there is a special Gzeres HaKosuf according to Shmuel. Ligabi Tzitzes of the Tassel of Holy Shem Chayvcho. So there is also a special Gzeres HaKosuf. There is also a special Zeres HaKosuf, Gabe Sivator. V'atim kisru chemes ashira azois, so Yishem Chivaschem, just as we darshin, G'dilin tasa lochov Yishem Chivcho, so you also darshin, V'atim kisru chemes ashira azois, Yishem Chivaschem, so the asiyas of the Sivator, so has to be Lishmo, but Asiyas of Tfilin of Mizuzah do not have to be Lishmo. So over there we passed like Tanakame, but Tfilin Shebohem we bantam Lishmon, the Gemara in Kitten says, because that's by Sivator. By Sivator there is a special Gzeres HaKosu. And then the Ramban says that when the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Kitanoi, so it's not the Pshat. It's not the pshat, Kitanoi, that it's told in Machlekes of Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel. In other words, that the Tanakame, Rashi, It Rashi explains that a Tamil holds has one a milse, so the male the Yibut has to be Rishmo, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds has money, and that a Tamil holds has money lav milse, so the male the Yibut is not so significant, so he doesn't have to be Rishmo, and Rav Shimon Gamliel holds has money milse, so the male that money has great significance, so the male has to be Rishmo, and it's not a pshat like from the Tam either. But the pshat in Ketanoye because the Gemara has the kasha against Abaye. How can Abaye say has more milse? So that means if it's somebody remained sold up a kiss for film, a bag for film, so he's not allowed to change it for a dorosh of chayo. But the price says that only say for us only kiss shall. And not a short film. So if he wants to change his mind, he can. So the Gemara says Ketanoye. So he doesn't mean Ketanoye that the machlekes between Tamekame and Rav Shimon Gamliel is stole in the machlekes of Abaye and Rode. No. The Gemara is saying that Alimed Abaye. So the Gemara is saying whether Hasmone Milse or Hasmone Lav Milse is stole in machlekes Tanoye. That the price, the Tame of the price of Omale Sefer, has a kiss. We now teach out film. So Mutalishanes, he agrees, he holds that as Monelav will say, but both Tanoi, Atanikame and Rashim Gamil in the Braise of Ibu Deo Shot film, they can both hold that as Monez Milse. As Monez Milse. And that's the reason as why Rashim Gamil says, that Ibud Eir of the film has to be Rishmo because of Asmone Milse. And Tanekame says that the Ibud of the Eir of film does not have to be Rishmo, not because Tanekame holds Asmone Lav Milse. The only Tane who holds that Asmone Lav Milse, according to Abayi, is the Tane of the Raise of Omaris Sefer, Asere Kish, Shal Sevato, and Nartik Shal Film. So Mutar Shanes. That's the Tanya words as well as Milse. But the Tanoim of the Braise, both Tanakame and Rav Shimon Gamliel, can agree that Hasmone is Milse. Rav Shimon Gamliel certainly holds Hasmone is Milse. And that's the reason as to why he says that the Yibut has to be Lishmo, the Yibut of the Eir of Tfilin is the Lishmo. And Tanakame can also hold that Hasmone is Milse. But Tanakame holds that not all the Asmones, not all the Asiyas have to be Rishmo. So, but both can agree that Asmone is missing. This is Alim Dabai. Mashin can according to Rome, the Rambam says. So then everybody, all the Tanoim hold, all the Tanoim of all the Mishnayos and of all the prices hold that Asmone Lav Milse. So and that's the reason as to why the Tanekame holds that the Yibud of the Eir of Tfilin does not enter the Rishmo, because Asmone Lav Milse according to all the Tanoim. But why does Rav Shimon Gamliel say that the Yibud of the Eir of Tfilin has to be Rishmo, not because of Asmone Milse, but because of his special aloche, that the Yibud, the Asiyas of the film, has to be Lishmo, because he learns it out from Tzitzis. Just as there is a Sakosu, Gabi Tzitzis, that the Chutim do not become Nikva as a Heftzah of Mitzvah, if the Tfiyah was not made Lishmo, so the, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we learn out Tfiyah also from Tzitzis. And according to Tanakame, we don't learn it out from Tzitzis. So, but by Tzitzis, even the Tanakame agrees that there is a special aloche, that the Chutin do not become Nikva as a Hefze of the Mitzvah of Tzitzis, unless the Tviye was made Rishmo. And according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, we learn out Tfilin from Tzitzis. According to Tanakame, we don't learn out Tfilin from Tzitzis. This is the Rambam. Now, then, the Yozua, I mentioned the Yozua. The Yozua in Simen Tov Kuflamet Gimel, And between Tashmish and Gdusha and Gugdusha. And the Bohamoyere agrees with the Shite of Rabbeinu Tam that when the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Tanoye, so Rabbeinu Tam and Rach say, it means that Tanakame who says that the Yibud of the Yerushalayim does not have to be Mishmo, he agrees with Abaye that Hasmone is Milse. So since Hasmone is Milse, so any Hasmone is enough. Lishmo. So the Yibud does not have to be Lishmo. He can make Lishmo at the time of the Chituch HaEilyon or at the time of the Siyotu. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, he holds Hasmona Lav Milse. So any other Hasmona is not enough. But after the Yibud has to be Lishmo, in order that the Hefze should be Nikva as a Hefze of Tvil. This is how the Bohamoyer explained it. But the Balatrumo, he says it in Rashi. Now Rashi explains the machlokes between Tanakama and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Tanakama is saying that the Yibud does not have to be Lishmo because the Tanakama holds that Hasmona Lav Milse. So if Hasmona Lav Milse, Hasmona is not a very significant act. If the Hasmona is not a very significant act, so it doesn't have to be Lishmo. That's the Tanakami. So Tanakami is like Kobe. And Rav Shimon Gamliel, he is like Abaye. That Hasmona is Milse. So then the question is, if the Tanakami is like Kobe, that Hasmona Lav Milse, so maybe it's not so significant. If it's not so significant, it doesn't have to be Lishmo. Why does Morin Azokin say that Gvilim Shebohem Ibaritel Lishmo? So the Sifrat Humo and the Yozohua, they both say in Rashi, the distinction between Tashmishi Gdushe and Gup Gdushe. Between Tashmish and Gdushe and Gup Gdushe. So the Mele, the Tanakame holds Hasmone Lav Milse. So if Hasmone Lav Milse, so by the Yerushal Tfilin, well, it's just Tashmish and Gdushe, so it's not so significant, so it doesn't have to be Lishmo. Masherim came, Tfilin of Sevatoro is Gup Gdushe. So if it's Gup Gdushe, so that's more than the Yibud, is Milse, is of significance. So maybe it has to be Lishmo. That's why the Gemara in Gittin says that if the Gvilim were never Chalil Lishmo, so it's possible. So what the Zohua says, what the Hatruma says in Rashi is very good. You see, the Balamoye, the Ram, the Chidushi Aram raised the question against the Balamoye because the Balamoye agrees with the Pshat of Rabbeinu Tam. So that's why he raised the question against the Balamoya. Masha'inke the Balatrumo, he says it, Balatrumo the Yozua, they say it in Rashi. In Rashi, it's very poshut. So that's why we really have to be Lishmo, even though we pasten Hasmona Lavilse, like the Tanekame, but by good Dusha Hasmona is Milse. So we may test the Lishmo, but the air of Triun, that's Tashmishi Dusha. Then the Chidushi Arani Sanhedrin also explains Rashi, because that's the Kasha against Rashi. According to Rashi, so Tanekame holds Hasmona Lavilse. And that's why he says that the Yibud does not have, of Triun does not have to be Lishmo. So the question is, how about the Yibud of the Triun Sivator, the Gemara in Gittin, that Muzayin says it has to be Lishmo? So then the Chidush Aram adapted something from the Muhammad here. But he doesn't say everything that Muhammad says. But in order to explain the Rashi, so the Chidush Aram in Sanhedrin says the truth, that if Hasmona Lavilse, so he doesn't have to be Lishmo. He doesn't have to be Lishmo. But by good Kedushe, so it has to be Lishmo. So then he adapted something. So he adapted from the Muhammad's. So he says that the reason is why the Gviliyos of the Torah has to be Lishmo, not because the Gviliyos of the Torah is good Kedushe. The Chidush Aram says what the Ramban says, because by Sevator, by just as by Tzitzis, there is a special Zerasakosu of Yun Tassel of the Shem Chivcho. So by Sevator, there is also a special Zerasakosu, because of the Ato Kisvu Lochemes Ashira Azois, the Ato Kisvu Lochemes Ashira Azois, Lishem Chivaschem. So the Gemara in Anzokin is referenced to the Gvilin of Sevator. So there is a special Zerasakosu that has to be Lishmo, because of Atim Kisuluchem Sashira Azois. So that's why, not because of Azmon and Yilse. Alright, so this is how the Chidush Aram explains Rashi. So in other words, the Sefer HaTrumo and the Yozua explain Rashi on the basis of the distinction between Gud Kedushe and Tashmish Kedushe. So Gvilin of Sevator is Gud Kedushe. So if Rabbi is made it, that it has to be Lishmo. So Hasmona is Milse, so the name it has to be Lishmo. Masha'ikin Tanekame, who agrees with Rove, Hasmona Lav Milse, he has reference to the Yibud of Eir of Triun, the Tashmish Kedushe. That's the explanation given by the Sefer HaTrumo and the Yozua. Masha'ikin, the Chidush Aram Sanhedrin, he doesn't distinguish between Gud Kedushe and Tashmish Kedushe. But he says, true, that if we say Hasmona Lav Milse, so it doesn't have to be Lishmo. But just as by Tzitzis there is a special Zerasakosu, it has to be Lishmo. So by Sivatoro there is also a special Zerasakosu. V'atim kisu lochem sashir azois. Lishem chivas. Alright, these are all the shittes. And then I don't have the time now to discuss the Reb Chaim and the shittes Rambam. But if you didn't go over it carefully, you should go over it carefully, because it's very, very profound and very, very abstract. And he discusses many basic inyonim, many basic concepts. Now then, on Thursday, so I want to discuss the Rambam Shite, what Reb Chaim says on the Rambam, two terutzim on the Rambam, Reb Chaim mentions two terutzim on the Rambam, and then I would like to go over the Gemara in Sukkah, up to the Mishneh of Pirus or Sodim Teachamor, including the Mishneh. Including the Mishneh. Okay.